heard about the troubles in Northern Ireland and the euphemisms that are used to describe what happened there. How do you decide as a journalist whether you call someone a terrorist, an insurgent, or a freedom fighter, as, for example, is happening maybe in Iraq now?
Okay, let me just repeat the question for some who might not have heard it. When you're covering conflicts, including Northern Ireland, but also in Iraq, how do you decide as a journalist whether to call somebody a terrorist or an insurgent or a freedom fighter? We talk about this quite a lot, don't we?
Yeah, it's one of the enormous sort of regular dilemmas which you have, the language you use, language which paints people in a particular way, and it depends enormously really on sympathies, and also sometimes on nationality and sometimes on the circumstances. There are so many elements to it. I have a view that There's a word that gets a lot of journalists into trouble, and it's balance. The world is not a balanced place. People aren't, you know, a sort of balanced in the sense of weighing one thing and weighing the other and that being equal. Everything you're looking at, particularly in news, is the imbalance of life. On the other hand, you can look at these things and decide what is fair to call someone. Fair, I think, is a very good test of words. Is it fair to call someone freedom fighter? Is it fair to call them terrorist? What you're looking at is probably the background to specific people and acts and saying what is fair? What is the proper measure of how we would describe these people? It won't be acceptable to 100%, but you aim for fairness. Fairness is a very good word because fairness is something you have to ask yourself, are you being fair? Not just taking on all the extraneous arguments about legal matters, definitions in dictionaries. Is it fair to say that? It's a very good test of things, but it has to be applied pretty well to each circumstance. There is no rule right across the book, not at all.